Culture. The best podcasts of 2024. In Earshot. Standout podcasts this year cover AI, war, and mass hysteria. Broomgate.
Subcultures often make for podcast gold. This show relives the greatest controversy in curling, a sport that marries ice hockey and shuffleboard. John Cullen, a comedian and former curler, narrates the scandal with authority.
The Butterfly King.
Most true crime podcasts explore recent history. Here, Becky Milligan, a former BBC journalist, examines a very cold case, the possible murder of King Boris III of Bulgaria in 1943.
D-Day. The tide turns.
The Allied invasion of Nazi-occupied France 80 years ago changed the course of history. This beautifully produced series tells the story of D-Day by focusing on the people who made it possible.
Hysterical.
In 2011, a Tourette's-like syndrome affected a group of teenage girls in New York. Dan Taberski, an American podcaster, dives into the history and mystery of mass hysteria, speaking to victims and doctors.
Not all propaganda is art.
A look at how culture became entwined with Cold War politics. Benjamin Walker, a radio host, corrals unexpected case studies. For example, to promote American interests, the CIA funded a film adaptation of George Orwell's 1984 and a journal aimed at left-wing intellectuals.
The rest is entertainment.
One of the latest shows from Goalhanger, a production company behind The Rest is History, is devoted to film, journalism and television. Those industries take themselves so seriously that it is a relief to spend time with people who do not.
Shell game.
Evan Ratliff, a journalist, clones his voice and lets his AI counterpart speak to scammers, spammers, and even his wife. What will it do to us, he asks, when more and more of the people we encounter in the world aren't real?
Strangers on a bench.
Ever wonder what those people sitting on a bench are thinking about? Tom Rosenthal, a singer-songwriter, joins them and finds out.
Thief at the British Museum.
A curator at the British Museum stole objects and offered them for sale on eBay. Katie Razzle, the BBC's culture editor, meets Itai Gradel, an antiquities dealer who uncovered the crime.
The Wonder of Stevie.
In an age of fleeting fame, Stevie Wonder abides. Wesley Morris, a Pulitzer Prize-winning critic, interviews an eclectic cast of experts and fans, including Barack Obama. The show focuses on 1972-77, when the artist evolved from Boy Wonder to, well, Mr. Wonder.